off. Hopefully.
I can't help you, can I? Do anything?
I don't think so. I forgot my music sheet, so I'm having to look them all up on the computer. Hopefully it'll be fine. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning. So we're going to have fun this morning. Julie's chosen most of the songs. Bruce has chosen one. And Julie's given me some indications as to the reasons she chose them. And Fight the Good Fight, we have the lines, Faint not nor fear, his arms are near. He changeth not, and thou art dear. Only believe, and thou shalt see that Christ is all in all to thee. So we pray that this service will go well, even without Jilly, and we'll hear the word of God, and we'll be able to fellowship together. And amen. So we'll start with Fight the Good Fight, hopefully.
Don't worry.
Job that I have to do, and that's to sing happy birthday to Eunice.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you.
I hope she's got the key of the door by now. So the second song we're going to sing, and I'm just going to check Julie's notes on this one as well, In Heavenly Armour Will Enter the Land. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And all this ties in with what Bruce's theme and what he's going to say later.
Now it's over to me to lead us in prayer. Let us pray. O God, our Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you do. We thank you for your loving care. We thank you for all that you mean to us. Lord, we come to worship you this morning. We come to say that we love you. We come to ask for your help for daily life. We come to pray for your world. We pray for leaders of all the different nations that make up your world. We pray, Lord, that they will want to work for peace. We pray for an end to all violence, to all terrorism, to all war. We want to see people living together in love, in harmony, living together peacefully and helping each other. Lord, we want what you created, a perfect world. And we come to you, Lord, and ask for forgiveness for the many failures that people have made through the centuries. We come to ask for your forgiveness for the mistakes we've made in our own lives. But Lord, as we look to the future, we take the example of some of the wonderful disciples who followed and served you, Lord. We thank you for the encouragement we get from your word. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us. You never forsake us. Oh, Lord, how we thank you, because you are the one true and only living God. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. What a wonderful Father you are. We can come to you at any time. What a wonderful Son you are. You took our place upon the cross. You took our sin upon your body. And you gave to us the gift of salvation, the gift of new life. We could not be born again of our own strength, but because you, Jesus, Son of God, was willing to die on the cross in our place, we can receive the gift of salvation, the gift of this new life, and we thank you for it. And we ask that you would help us, that we should not be frightened or worried about telling other people about your great and wonderful love. Help us, Lord, to share the truth that we know. Help us to share it honestly. Help us to share it with love. Help us, Lord, to be there for people who do not know you. Help us to be willing to share all that we know about your love in our own lives. And Lord, as we think about the fellowship here, we pray, Lord, for those that are not with us today. We think of Jilly and Robert and their family there having a break in the New Forest. Lord, be with them. Keep them safe. Keep them happy. We pray, Lord, for each other. We pray, Lord, for Stuart. We pray, Lord, that you would be his constant companion. We pray for Bruce's parents, Graham and John. Sorry, for John and Margaret. We thank you for them and we pray that you would continue to be all that they require. We thank you for their faith and for their love of you. We also pray, Lord, for the lady that worked for a long time with the same company as Bruce has worked, Rachel. And we thank you, Lord, that she knows you now, and we thank you that she is now in a job working. Oh, Lord, how we thank you for that. But, Lord, we pray for our own family and friends. We pray for the people that are on our minds at this time. Lord, we may not mention them by name, but you know who we're thinking of, and we bring them to you and ask, Lord, that you would be their all in all. We pray for each other, Lord. We pray for Richard. We pray for Brian. Lord, we pray for his family. They've been going through a hard time, but Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for the way that faith was seen even through those sad times. Continue to be with Brian and the family, we pray. We pray for Deborah and for Graham, and ask that you would continue to equip them both for their married life together and for their discipleship. Keep them fit and well, Lord, we pray. We pray for Bruce himself. We thank you for all that he does for us. We thank you for the things that he does behind the shelter, as it were, things that we don't know about, but he's there serving us, and we thank you for him. We thank you for Rita. We ask that you would be with her, that you would be her total strength. We thank you, Lord, for the way that the cataract operation worked successfully. We pray that you would be with her granddaughter, April. We pray that you would be with the rest of her family. Lord, you know them and you know their needs. We pray for Jean. Lord, we thank you for her. We thank you for all that she does for Stuart. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless that family and all who enter that home. We pray, Lord, for Sarah. We thank you for her, Lord. We thank you for her family, for her friends, for her neighbors. And we thank you, Lord, for the way that she thinks of other people, the way that she's there for them, the way that she serves them. We thank you. We pray for Eunice and myself. You know, Lord, what's been happening in our lives recently. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to be our strength, that you would help us through difficult times, that we might truly shine for you, Lord. And Lord, that's our prayer for each one, that we might shine for you, that we might be happy in your service, that we might have joy and comfort in our hearts. Lord, hear our prayer. For we ask it in the most wonderful name of our loving Saviour, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us into temptation. Can I just also tell you that Jean's Stewart, our loving brother, has sent his best wishes to us all. He wanted to know that we remember him and that we love him. So we bring that message to you. And I can tell you that Deborah and Graham, Eunice and myself went and saw him recently, and we shared the Lord's Supper together. But you know, can't be easy, can it? And we need, I think, to constantly think of Jean as she is there for him day and night. God bless them both. Thank you, Richard.
Well, the next one Jilly's chosen is The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want, the Stuart Townend reinterpretation. And the lines that she's emphasised are the, "And though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the evil one, for you are with me, and your rod and staff are the comfort I need to know, and I will trust in you alone."
He makes me love.
to Jean, who has the reading for us for today.
This morning's reading is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 22 to 33. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here is Christ," or "There he is," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. See, I have told you ahead of time. So if anyone tells you, "There he is, out in the desert," do not go out. Or, "Here he is, in the inner rooms," do not believe it. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door.
And now, Gina, I have a surprise for you. Something I didn't know was going to happen. There's been a confusion over the reading. Would you kindly turn to Matthew 14, not 24? Matthew 14, and it's verses
13.
It's a lovely reading, and the message is effective. It's Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33.
Jesus walks on the water.
That's
right. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all who were ill to him and begged him to let those who were ill just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure how the verses were right, the number of verses, but how 14 became chapter 24, I'm not sure. But it's always good for us to have extra scripture anyway. So. But thank you very much for helping us out there, Jean. We appreciate that very much. Thank you, Richard.
Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God.
Quite amazing, really. If Bruce, my colleague Bruce, thought the reading was what we heard first, it would be surprising that just before the title of the message, he has put this little square which says frustration, anxiety, depression, and stress. And that sums up the reading and the message, particularly that comes from that reading. It's a message that is going to be difficult for me to share with you in part. But the word that I had originally, you remember I were doing the messages of just one word coming to me and then waiting on God to see what he has to say. And the word was fear. No, nothing to do with the second coming, return of Christ. Mind you, we could have fear concerning that, but that wasn't the point here. I want to start, if I may then, and forgive me if I remain seated today. For a text from Matthew 14, verses 31 and 32. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. I wonder, friends, what caused Peter to sink? His faith began to waver. Because when he saw the Lord, he wanted just to get to him. He got out of the boat. But he took his eyes off the Lord once he was out of the boat, and he began to look at all the circumstances around him, the waters and whatever state they were in. "Why did you doubt?" Jesus asked him. And this word translated doubt carries the meaning of standing uncertainty at two ways. Peter started out of the boat on the water with great faith. But let's be honest, he ended up with little faith because he saw two ways instead. He saw the waters and the danger that he thought was there. We must give Peter some credit for knowing that he was sinking, and also for crying out to the Lord for help. He cried out when he was beginning to sink, and not when he was drowning. He was too quick. And perhaps this incident came to Peter's mind many, many years later when he wrote in his first epistle these words, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." He knew that true, didn't he, when he was there on that water. You know, this experience was difficult for Peter. Very difficult. He wanted to get to the Lord. He had the faith to get out of onto the water. But then his faith seemed to waver, and he thought he was in trouble. You know, the whole experience must have helped him to grow in his knowledge of himself and his knowledge of the Lord. And I want us to be honest. the storms of life, the troubles that come to us, you and me, are not easy. But you know, they are necessary, because they teach us to trust Jesus alone and to obey his word, no matter whatever the circumstances may be. It has well been said, faith is not believing in spite of evidence, but it's obeying in spite of the consequences. There's a thought for you. He will see me through. That's what Peter first thought, no doubt, when he jumped out of the boat onto the water. He will see me through. If Jesus says, come, then that's going to accomplish the purpose of Jesus himself. Since he is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. And we must surely know that whatever Jesus starts, he completes. Do we know that? Yeah, we may know it, but do we believe it? Do we really believe that Jesus will see us through these difficult times? Or do we begin to get so worried that we find it very hard to do? I have to tell you that for a while now, I have not been able to relax very easily. And I have spent more time awake at night than sleeping. Getting out of bed, trying to do other things like word games. Oh yes, trying to pray, but I wonder how much was I praying with real faith? My situation health-wise began to get worse. I became frightened of the way that I couldn't sleep through the whole night. And I became frightened of going to bed. Yes, me. I can tell you this, that I allowed the situation to weaken my faith. I allowed the situation to get me into quite a difficult situation. Medically, mentally, it seems that the people concerned, doctors, consultants, were not able to satisfy me with what they said I should do. And it was hard. It's still hard to an extent. It was hard. It is hard. And I suggest that most of us, if not all of us, at times face something which we just don't know how to deal with. Do we put our complete trust in God? Do we know that he will help us? Of course we do. But, there is a but, isn't there? How do we act? Do we really go forward with full faith, knowing that the problem that we've got could be the problem of a lost one, could be the problem of ill health, whatever it is, do we go forward knowing and dealing with the problem. Ooh. We know that God will help us. That's what the Lord's for. The Lord will never fail us. He will comfort us. He will sustain us. He will see us through the difficult times. Scripture tells us that the Lord does not promise that everything will be easy in life. There will be problems, there will be troubles that we have to accept. But we should accept them knowing that the Lord is using those experiences to strengthen us in our faith. And if you were to see the tears that have run down my face, you would know that there are times I found it difficult. I knew that God was there for me, of course I know. I believe it with my whole heart. But when the time comes and the difficulty hits you, especially when if it's one that seems to weaken you completely, is our faith strong enough? Do we deal with the anxiety? Do we deal with the stress? Oh, I've had doctors, consultants telling me, oh, well, you know, do this, do that. I tell you now, having experienced it, I'm not downing on doctors and nurses, please, don't think I am. But going through the experience, I tell you this. It is the Lord and His care and His strength and His presence that I have found is the way to overcome. And we can all overcome. I suppose some people would say, Bruce, you shouldn't really share that with your people. But yes, because each of us at one time or another will come across difficult times. How are we going to deal with them? I had a gentleman came and saw me on Saturday morning. And, oh, he had full of ideas. No medication, but full of ideas. Did they work? Did I have enough faith in them to work? I doubt it. But I can tell you this. The way forward is already working. And last night, I had the best night's sleep I've had for a very long time. When things get difficult, and I think they will for every one of us, when they do, let us keep strong in the fact that Jesus is with us. He never leaves or forsakes us. And although we may feel He's not there, let us claim His presence. Let us claim His strength. Because He is, believe you me, I know it from the experience I've had, He is the one with whom will overcome. He will overcome the situation with us. He will be our strength. Oh, He's not going to make it easy necessarily, but He will be there. He will be our strength. We may fail along the way, but in the end, not we, but in the end, God will succeed. Jesus and Peter, remember, after the terrible thought that Peter was going to drown, Jesus and Peter walked on the water together and went into the ship. And my word to you, and indeed very much to myself, is let us know that God will succeed through all trials and tribulations. We need not fear, because together we will overcome. Praise God, and glory to him and to him alone. And I have chosen the next song. Leaning on Jesus in the chorus, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning, this is an old hymn, leaning on the everlasting arms. Let us sing that with true faith. Amen. Thank you, Amen. Richard.
Julie found the music for this, because I didn't know it, and Julie found the music for it from a church that Brian told us about on YouTube from Belfast?
Belfast.
Yeah. This is the music from that church singing this hymn.
Whitewell Tabernacle.
Oh, yes, that's right, yeah. So I'll try and busk along, but at least we have the music and the words, obviously. I'll get the words up. Sing is Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow, which starts off. I'll just find it. Jilly's quoted something from this, so I'll just get that up. Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. Because He Lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Hope everyone knows this one.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus.
Yeah, we have.
grace.